Chapter 3. Covenant Missionary Allotment, Near Epsilon Indy System, 23rd Age of Doubt. Staring at the alien vessel's stacked containers of ripe fruit, Dadaab began to salivate. He rarely saw such delicacies, let alone got a chance to eat them. In the Covenant, the union of species to which Dadaab belonged, his kind, the Ungoi, ranked low in the pecking order. They were used to scrambling for scraps, but they were not alone. Near the base of one of the stacks, three Kigyar were squabbling over a jumble of particularly juicy melons. Dadaab tried to trundle past the screeching reptilian creatures unnoticed. Even though he held the rank of deacon on the Kigyar ship, Minor Transgression, he was an unwelcome addition to its crew. Under the best of circumstances, the two species were uneasy allies. But after a long voyage with dwindling supplies, had they not happened upon the alien vessel when they did, Dadaab only half-humorously feared the Kigyar might have made a meal of him instead. A melon wedge tumbled through the air and hit the side of Dadaab's blue-gray head with a syrupy thwack, spraying juice on his orange tunic. Like the rest of his body, the Ungoi's head was covered with a stiff exoskeleton, and the blow didn't hurt him in the least. But the three Kigyar erupted in shrill laughter all the same.
"An offering for His Holiness,"
one of them sneered through dagger-sharp teeth. This was Jar, the leader of the crewman's little clique, easily differentiated from the other two by the length and deep pink color of the long, flexible spines that crested the back of his narrow skull. Without breaking stride, Dadaab loosed a powerful snort, dislodging bits of rind that had lodged in one of the circular vents of a mask that covered his pug nose and wide mouth. Unlike the Kigyar, who were quite comfortable in the oxygen-rich environment of the alien vessel, Ungoi breathed methane. The gas filled a pyramidal tank on Dadaab's back and flowed to his mask via hoses integrated into the tank's shoulder harness. More melons sailed Dadaab's way, but he was past the Kigyar now, and he ignored the sticky projectiles that slapped against his tank. Annoyed by his disinterest, the throwers returned to their petty squabble. Minor Transgression was part of the Covenant Ministry of Tranquility's vast fleet of missionary vessels, ships responsible for exploring the boundaries of Covenant-controlled space. Deacon was the lowest ministry rank, but it was also the only position open to Dadaab's species, one of the few jobs Ungoi could get that didn't involve hard manual labor or risking their lives in battle. Not any Ungoi could qualify for a deaconship, and Dadaab had made the cut because he was smarter than most, better able to understand the Covenant's holy writs and help explain these laws to others. The Covenant wasn't just a political and military alliance. It was a religious union in which all its members pledged loyalty to its supreme theocratic leaders, the prophets, and their belief in the transcendent potential of ancient technology, relics left behind by a vanished race of aliens known as the Forerunners. Finding these scattered bits of technology was the reason Minor Transgression was out in the deep black, hundreds of cycles from the nearest Covenant habitat. As deacon, it was Dadaab's responsibility to make sure the Kigyar followed all applicable writs as they went about their search. Unfortunately, ever since they'd boarded the alien vessel, the crewmen had been anything but obedient. Muttering inside his mask, Dadaab trundled down a row of containers. Some of them were clawed open, and he had to leap over slopes of half-chewed fruit the Kigyar had left in their rush to sample all the vessel's delicacies. Dadaab doubted any of the containers held items of interest to the prophets. But as deacon, he was still supposed to supervise the search, at least offer a blessing, especially when it involved items belonging to aliens as of yet unknown to the Covenant. As focused as the prophets were on finding relics, they were always eager to add new adherents to their faith. And although that task was technically the Ministry of Conversion's responsibility, Dadaab was the only religious official present, and he wanted to make sure he followed all the relevant procedures. For the deacon knew a good performance now might guarantee a promotion later, and he desperately wanted off minor transgression and onto a posting where he wasn't just responsible for keeping tabs on irreverent bipedal reptiles. More than anything else, the deacon wanted to preach, to someday become a spiritual leader for ungoy less fortunate than himself. It was a lofty goal, but like most true believers, Dadab's faith was buoyed by ample amounts of hope. At the end of the row of containers was a mechanical lift that rose up the side of the hull. Dadab stepped onto the lift and considered its controls. Raising one of his two spiny forearms, he thumbed a button that seemed to indicate up, then grumbled happily as the lift rattled up the wall. A narrow passage led from the top of the lift to the vessel's ruined propulsion unit. Dadab caught a whiff of something foul, and stepping squeamishly through a bulkhead door, he disabled his mask's olfactory membranes. The pile of fibrous mucus in the center of the cabin beyond was instantly recognizable. This was where the Kigyar had chosen to defecate.